Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, this is Don Fleckinger, and I am speaking with Andrew Litt, MD. He is the Chief Medical Officer of Dell Healthcare and Life Sciences, and he is going to be talking with us about what's going down at Health IT Week this week in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Litt.
Well, Don, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, what does Health IT Week mean to you? Why is it a significant event that you and your colleagues find worth attending?
So this is National Health IT Week, as you said. It's a focus here in Washington, D.C. And the real goal is to bring attention here in our nation's capital in the public policy world, both those people who work on public policy as well as government, to the importance that Health IT is playing in the transformation of American healthcare. I think a lot of people know what's going on, but not everybody does, and you even find people here on Capitol Hill who sometimes don't know what the value that Health IT is bringing as we try to both improve the quality of care, the coordination of care, and at the same time lower the cost of care.
Well, what is the most interesting product or idea that you've seen or heard so far this week?
I think what I've heard, and this isn't new, but it's just getting more and more focused, partially because of the release recently of the new meaningful use stage 2 guidelines or requirements, the focus really is shifting into two areas, I would say. First is so-called interoperability. That is, how do different health IT systems communicate with each other? How can they provide a larger picture or a more complete picture of a patient's medical history, medical information? How can they make that available to different physicians or different healthcare providers who may be on different systems, may not all be on the same IT system? Because without that, it's really hard to coordinate care. And the interesting thing that I heard in this regard this week is that some of this is being driven, certainly, as I said, by the meaningful use requirements and by technical requirements. But at the same time, it's being driven by the changes in healthcare delivery and healthcare payment that we're seeing across the country, things like accountable care organizations, bundled payments, integrated delivery systems, all of these things that require that information be shared among a group of providers to better have a complete picture of the patient so that they can make better choices and better decisions for the patient, and also so they can avoid unnecessary repeat testing or unnecessary therapy, et cetera. So that's the big issue that I see. The second one is, for lack of a better term, patient engagement. And the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT, the ONC, held a forum on Monday really focused on consumer or patient engagement in their own healthcare. And I think that's a really exciting area as well, because it's important that patients start to take some responsibility for their health information. And it's not that they haven't wanted to, I think, but they're finally getting the tools. And a lot of the discussion is, how do we give them more tools so that they can actually take responsibility for knowing what their information is, for being able to understand it, and also for keeping track of it. And that's going to change, I think, a lot of the dynamics in terms of how healthcare is practiced, because, again, it's all about getting people to take responsibility for their healthcare, for their health, actually, right? So whether that means, you know, watching their weight or quitting smoking or any of the other many things that we all know we should do but sometimes we don't get around to doing, well, having more information will help us all as individuals do that better.
Well, you're hitting upon a notion that I'm having somewhat difficulty parsing as a reporter. I mean, it's how do you drive patient engagement, and how do you – physicians are sort of held responsible for their patients being interested in their health information and ultimately, by extension, their health. But you can't force a patient to do that. What do you think is going to drive patient interest in their health information as laid out in Meaningful Use Stage 2?
Yeah, so I think you're really raising an important question. And one thing to be clear is that meaningful use stage 2 doesn't require a physician to get everyone or even the vast majority of their patients to do this. It's just basically a beginning, right, that they have to get a certain percentage of their patients to engage with their information electronically. And as an aside, that's only a step up from what was in meaningful use stage 1. So this is the continuum that the ONC is moving down. So, but your point is well taken. It's hard for physicians to be able to, they can't certainly force their patients to. So what's going to happen? I think what you'll see is a couple of things. First of all, many patients will want to do it. They just haven't had the ability, right? But they will want to once it's made easy for them. Number two, I think that what this is going to encourage is that physicians and other care providers start to think about in more detail what patients are doing and how they can interact with their patients outside of the office, outside of that, you know, 10-minute office visit or the emergency room visit or whatever. And that, whether that's, you know, constant messaging, whether that's just reminders that are sent, all kinds of other, you know, people are talking about text messages, all kinds of other ways that they can engage with their patients. And in fact, I think this has, again, a secondary or maybe even, if you will, a primary benefit of getting patients to think about health and healthcare when they're not in their doctor's office. You know, most of our lives are not thankfully lived in the doctor's office, and therefore most of our health isn't about the doctor. So we need to use the IT tools that we have and that many other industries use to engage with their customers, if you will, or their consumers, right? And whether that's social media or that's email, or even, you know, prizes and lotteries or whatever, but just ways to engage with people around their health and help them take care of their health. One other area that we at Dell are particularly interested in, but we'll see how it develops, is the whole idea of remote patient monitoring. For those patients who have serious illness, who are at home, you know, with maybe high blood pressure or heart disease or whatever, can we help them by monitoring what's going on with their weight or their blood pressure or their glucose so that we can intervene before they end up in the emergency room, you know, in a hypertensive crisis or a diabetic crisis or whatever?
Well, that's a very interesting segue into my next question. I just did a story this week on trying to maintain HIPAA compliance on hospital networks that have all these new devices, be they, you know, iPads, iPhones, wireless monitors that may have their own proprietary operating systems. And as we talked about accountable care and care coordination earlier, that may make telemedicine more appealing to some physicians that really don't think about it now, just to check in on patients between visits and to minimize unnecessary office visits. But when you look at it from a CIO's perspective and you're trying to just do enough security or proper security to be HIPAA compliant, that becomes a mess because HIPAA is sort of a general rule, and you have to do risk analyses and all these things, and not all those little new pieces of technology can encrypt, or there might be many other complications, and it makes this a very difficult project, HIPAA compliance for this wireless era. What can vendors do to sort of ease their customers' pain in this regard?
That's a good question, and it's a really important issue, and it's an issue that we at Dell take very seriously. The issue of security and privacy around healthcare information. It's an area, actually, that people are extraordinarily concerned about. And frankly, if we, as the healthcare provider community, don't get enough trust from our patients around the security and privacy of their data, then they'll be afraid to share things with their healthcare provider, with their doctor or their other healthcare provider. And that would be disastrous because then treatments wouldn't be based on all of the information. So this is a really important issue. And, you know, there are a couple of ways to look at this, I think, that are important. When you talk about mobile devices or, you know, devices that are can be taken outside of the hospital, if you will, or outside the doctor's office, security can come in a couple of different ways. Number one, we believe that one of the most important things is so-called virtualization of the device, so that basically client-patient data does not reside on the device. Patient data is presented to the user, be it physician or other healthcare provider, in a transitory fashion that lets them look at the data, interact with the data, but then it immediately disappears from the device when they move on to something else. So that's one thing, and I think that, and we have a whole bunch of solutions at Dell that, that work on that. The other thing is that's extremely important is that we provide security to the application, the so-called app, on the mobile device that that protects it from other apps that might be on that device. And so we work with some partners to actually do that, basically to put a wrapper around the healthcare application that might be on your tablet or your smartphone so that other devices that are on that tab, other applications, pardon me, that are on that tablet or smartphone can't interact with the healthcare application. So that they can't, you know, be sucking information that's transmitted, even if it's not permanently on the device, they can't sort of grab it as it comes through. And that's important because, you know, we don't always know what applications are otherwise on the device. This whole area becomes critically important because many, many institutions are moving into a bring-your-own-device, BYOD-type methodology or policy where they realize it isn't practical or maybe even cost-effective for a hospital to provide tablets to every one of its caregivers that only reside in the hospital. And people have their own devices already, so maybe it's better if they bring them and they use them, and then they can also use them outside of the four walls of the institution as well. Well, once you do that, then you really do have increasing responsibility to secure those devices, and that's where we come in. The last thing I want to say about security is that it's our view at Dell that data needs to be moved into more secure environments. Most of the loss of healthcare data, or the so-called breaches of healthcare data that have happened because of problems with physical security, either of a device, like somebody leaves their laptop on the subway or in a cab or whatever, and that laptop has a whole bunch of patient information on it, or because of security in a physical location. The doctor's office gets broken into, somebody steals the computers and the servers that are running the electronic medical record in that doctor's office, not because they wanted the healthcare information necessarily, but because they wanted the devices. So by moving the data into the cloud, by securing the data, you know, in highly secure, HIPAA-compliant data centers in the cloud, that provides a level of security that most facilities and most, certainly most doctor's offices, can't provide from a physical point of view. And that changes the dynamic. Nobody has yet hacked into or found a problem, you know, with data getting misdirected as it goes over the internet in an encrypted, secure fashion. It's when it's sitting in a physical device that you have the problem. So that's one of the areas that we are really focused on at Dell.
Well, good luck with all that stuff. The CIOs out there for healthcare providers definitely need as much help as they can get in this regard. And enjoy the rest of Health IT Week there, Dr. Litt. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, and I hope to see you again sometime.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.